of the person that he's married to as his
wife. Yeah.
Now, a woman who's lost her husband, you'd call a
widow.
Now you have been calling your father, your dad. That was your characteristic expression.
Quite often I referred to him. I very seldom, back in those days, you never heard the expression of father and mother. I usually referred to my dad as dad or papa. And my mother, I always called her mama. The old, it makes me think of the little boy. Maybe I used this someplace else. He said, times are sure changed. Used to be mom and papa, now it's mother and papa. And we used to have dinner and supper. Now it's lunch and dinner.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Well, now, your father and mother, collectively, you speak of your
parents. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Now, the parents of your father or your mother, you've already spoken about them, but your term for them was?
Grandparents.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And so, of your father's father, how would you address him?
Great-grandparents, you mean? Oh, a grandpa. Yeah, mm-hmm. Or my grandfather. Mm-hmm. I think I always called him grandpa.
And grandma?
Yeah.
I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, now, a mother speaks of her girl child as her
daughter.
And the
boy, the son.
Yes. And you speak of having a boy child or a... She has three boys and two
girls.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is kind of backward because we're going from children to this item, but in this part of the country here, what was the word that was used for this small wheeled vehicle, four wheels, for transporting a small child around?
Baby buggy.
Now, a woman who assists other women in childbirth, what was the word for that around here that you grew up hearing?
Other women in childbirth, you said?
Yeah, a woman who would assist women in the neighborhood in childbirth.
Now, let me think, what did they call him? I know what you mean. Would it be godmother? No.
Refers
to a baptism.
No, that's an expression that some people use.
Godmother.
In that case.
Yeah.
Or granny is the word that's used.
I don't know. That's used some. I think the word granny was used mostly back during the colonial days or the Civil War between the North and South. The wealthy people having the slaves, they were often referred to as the granny.
Uh-huh.
One of the slaves. And she usually was the one who knew all the remedies back in those days, too.
Yeah.
I just happened to read an article on that.
You're well read, man.
I'm always reading something silly, silly thing, it seems like.
You've got a fine fund of general information. Did you ever hear midwife?
Yes.
Midwife.
Uh-huh.
But these others, godmother really was a term you've heard used in this connection.
Yes,
yeah.
But I think godmother, godfather is really... the expression that is used mostly in baptismal services, where a friend or a relative holds a baby when it's being baptized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that's where the word godfather or godmother mm-hmm. should be placed more yeah. than the other.
Yes. Well, now, what would be your expression? We see a boy here, and we can see the resemblance between this boy and his father is close. How would you characterize that? You'd say, well, this boy certainly
looks very much like his father. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear any other expression or say anything?